All right, we have a situation in Chicago involving Jake Meyers, the former Omaha West Side product, former Husker. The White Sox are leading 1-0. Gavin Sheets hits a fastball straightaway center field, and the ball hits on top of the wall and goes over the wall for a solo home run. But Jake Meyers, who is playing center field again today for the Astros, races back to the wall, and he leaps. He almost made the catch. He was off by just a little bit, but Meyers' head crashed into the upper part of the wall where the padding is, and it's not as cushioned. And the replay, I mean, Jake is coming down, and he lets out a scream and lands on his back on the warning track as Sheets is rounding the bases. Down, his teammates, left field and right field, come over to see if he's okay, and the Astros medical personnel, including Dusty Baker, come running out of the Astros dugout. Jake was down for a couple of minutes. It looked like they were set to walk him off the field. He picked up his glove and started playing catch with Correa, and right now Jake Meyers is remaining in the game, but it was a scary situation. He was on a dead sprint to the center field wall. He leaped and hit his head, and it's, man, his teammates are surrounding him, and you can read his lips. He's saying, "I'm good, I'm good, I'm good," and Carlos Correa says, "No, you're not." They're asking him questions, and now Jake Meyers is leaving the game. He is walking off the field side by side with Dusty Baker, and Jake is not happy that he's being pulled from the game, but man, his head hit the wall hard. And so it's 1-0 in favor of the White Sox. That's in the bottom of the second inning. He almost made an unbelievable catch on the ball that was hit straightaway center field by Gavin Sheets. All right, we'll keep you updated on that game. Again, the White Sox need to win today. They're up 1-0. The Brewers need to win in Atlanta, and the Dodgers need to win tonight. He looks angry that they're making him leave the game. The best way to describe that, Josh, the Fox cameras have followed him the entire way, and he's now in the Astro dugout. He throws his glove aside, and he's going to walk down the tunnel. Yep. He wanted to stay in the game, and they said no. So he leaves, and I'm sure they will check to see if he has a concussion. And it wouldn't surprise me, as hard as he hit the wall with his head. Little quick update here on Twitter. We haven't really talked about the Michigan game much today, and one of the elements of being the officiating. But Terry McCauley got involved in, actually it's a tweet from Jacob Padilla that somebody responded to and then tagged Terry McCauley, who is the referee for the NBC games on Sunday night. They said, "Hey, will you look at this?" So this is what Terry McCauley saw. This is on the defensive pass interference on Doman, a ball that was clearly uncatchable. It looks like to me that Corum runs right into Doman, like cuts off his route and runs right into him. So Terry McCauley has responded on Twitter about this call. Now, the Big Ten hasn't said anything. The Big Ten has not commented publicly on the clips that were sent by both Nebraska and Michigan concerning the officiating on Saturday night. McCauley responds, "Just looked at it. The defender cuts off the receiver's route with the pass in flight. Looks like it happens at the 6 and not at the 3, so that should have been the spot of the foul. Even though he cuts him off, it does appear that the pass is uncatchable." Jacob then asked him, "What are the mechanics of spotting the ball there on the penalty? Missing by 3 yards makes a massive difference in that situation. How often do officials miss it that badly?" McCauley responds, "The calling official should have adjusted his flag to the proper spot. In lieu of that, replay should have communicated over the official-to-official communication system the correct spot of the foul." McCauley then is asked about the other calls in the game. He said, "Fouls for disconcerting signals, well, uncommon, do come up on occasion. Joint or simultaneous recoveries or catches are a bit more rare." So good for him for responding on Twitter. But I'm kind of surprised that the Big Ten hasn't said something. Even if they don't say it publicly, they say it to teams, and you know that would get out. So there you go. Again, 1-0 White Sox lead the Astros. Thanks to Andy Kendi, Tom Chattel, all of you. All of the segments are up on the radio replay page as we work on the app and how you consume the program. We're fixing that. Thanks for everybody's feedback on where we should go or what we should do. We're back again tomorrow. That's where we're going at 10. Some Robin Washington, some Scott Shanley, some Parker Gabriel, and the mailbag. That's all coming up on a Wednesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. Josh and yours truly return at 10 tomorrow.